You know, everything goes back to our thoughts. Everything. Everything. It really can be easy. It starts with having thoughts that line up with truth, that feels good.
What do you really want? At a core level, every human on this planet has one thing in common. We all want to feel happy. However, what you call it may vary. For example, you may call it peaceful or joyful or something else. But the bottom line is that we all desire to feel good, regardless of the specific word that resonates for you. In the beginning, we were all born with a powerful knowing of who we really are at a soul level. We all started with these powerful knowings to guide us in living the extraordinary life we intended to live. Then what? Because our well-meaning loved ones were trained away from their powerful knowings at a young age, they taught us what they were taught, and the cycle gets repeated over and over. I've yet to meet anyone that hasn't had the experience of being trained away from their powerful knowings. And through the repetition of receiving erroneous messages from our well-meaning loved ones, we were conditioned into believing what is not really true for us and what we never intended to believe or follow. How does this happen? From ages 0 to 6, our brains are like sponges. We absorb the energetic vibration of whatever's in our environment. We pick up on the sights, sounds, words, and most especially other people's feelings. At the time we can read an analog clock, which is around 6 to 8 years old, that's a sign that our brains have developed the ability to filter out some things. But it's not until we're adults, usually around 18 to 20 years old, that our brains are fully capable of critical thinking. But by then, we've already absorbed a ton of potentially harmful vibrational energies that have already shaped our thinking and behaviors. The problem created. In our need to be accepted by others, we compromised what we started out knowing in exchange for living within other people's paradigms in order to please them. But many of our thoughts and beliefs have constricted us from living the big life we had intended to live. And as a result, we end up living a life that is less than extraordinary. Thus, without our conscious realization, we disengage from our full potential. Originally installed equipment. Inherent within your cells, you have receptors that allow you to feel emotions. And those emotions are signals that something is right or not right. But we were trained to believe that these signals only conveyed messages about our physical body. We were not trained that these emotions are actually vital non-physical messages containing specific guidance for how to move towards our desires with ease and flow. It's like having an internal GPS system directing us towards our desired destination. However, if we've not been taught how to follow our internal GPS signals, we're certainly to go off course. The good news. It is possible to take back what is rightfully ours. It is possible to reconnect to those original powerful knowings. It is possible to be retrained. And it is possible to learn how to decipher the vital non-physical messages of our internal GPS. Life's incredible irony. The most painful experiences we faced as a result of our dysfunctional thoughts and beliefs are actually the very stuff that our greatness has been shaped by. Quote by Abraham Hicks. Who you are and what you know when you are born is everything that you need to thrive. You are born with a sense of self and sense of wanting self to feel good and the mechanisms to bring them about. Another quote by Abraham Hicks. The basis of your life is freedom. The purpose of your life is joy.